Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Bilenium by J.G. Ballard. The story first appeared in Amazing Stories in 1962. I read this in the Oxford Book of Short SF Stories from 1992. Bilenium is a story about overpopulation and the loss of rights and agency that this creates. Ballard outlines a frightening dystopian world where the human population has gone above 20 billion. And because of this overpopulation, people are forced to live in what he calls cubicles. These are essentially studio apartments that are around 4x4 square metres. And as more people are born, as the population expand, this amount of allotted room per person gets gradually smaller and smaller. As noted, along with the concerns about overpopulation, about the limited space to put people, we've also got this idea of surveillance, of the state having control over where people can go and where people can live. A week or two back, I read a very similar themed book, Make Room, Make Room by Harry Harrison. This was another tale about overpopulation, about limited space, and I think these can quite easily be read together as almost as part of the same world. To get into spoiler territory now, the main catalyst of the story is a discovery by one of our main characters of a secret room next door to where he's living. This room's been forgotten, and it's much larger than his own. It's much larger than any he's ever lived in. There's room to move in a big wardrobe and chairs and furniture. But as the story progresses, he ends up moving people in. He moves in a friend and then a couple of women and then they move in their aunts. And it ends up that even though he's got this bigger secret room, he's got no more space than he did before. And because this is Ballard, you know that this is a satire, that this is written with humour in mind as a deadpan commentary on the world around him. Have you read this story? What did you think? You can let me know by leaving a comment on my website. It's johncronshaw.com. That's J-O-N-C-R-O-N-S-H-A-W. I'm also posting some of my own short stories on there, so you can check those out for free. If you haven't already, please do leave a review for this show on iTunes. So until next time, cheerio.